Hello, brothers and sisters. This is your brother Jeff Barley here with you again. And the Lord's given me, actually two messages the Lord's given me as of late. And what he gave me was so long that he wanted me to divide it into two, because we all know how listening to those hour-long videos can be, and I've put out a few, and I thank you for bearing with me when I put them out, but there's a lot of information the Lord wants me to go through, and that's how long they end up being. So anyways, he wanted me to make these ones a little bit shorter. As you guys may know or may not know, the Lord, as of the end of the week, specifically probably Friday, I should say, has told me to stop basically reading so much news and posting so much on social media, Facebook, and on my community tab of my YouTube channel. So I will not be doing that. As far as comments go, I'm not going to be reading all of them once again like I had in the past. I will have somebody watching them, so they will tell me if somebody's causing trouble, and I will deal with it there. If you have a question, please email me. My email address is in the bottom of the description box. As always, and I'm not going to say it right here, you're going to have to go look for it. Also, I was talking to Sister Linda. She's not my flesh and blood sister, but she is my sister in the Lord, and yours too, if you are in the Lord. She, as of March 31st, will no longer be conversing with me or anyone else besides her husband and those she has to associate with. And she wanted to relay a message that she believes the Lord, a quick message that she believes the Lord gave her. And that is, in the coming days, you know, when the Lord is going to be giving us our assignments, do not try to do anyone else's assignment. Be good with what the Lord gives you. Be who you were meant to be. And when you are what the Lord meant you to be, that is the best outcome for your life. So, without further ado, I'm going to begin to read this message. And it is called "The Beast is Rising, But You Are to Overcome." And we see the angel here overcoming the monster with a sword or a spear, maybe. But we know that the offensive weapon that we have been given is the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. All right, my son, I want you to give a message to my saints, my chosen ones. The enemy has cast a spell upon the world, and he is entangling and entrapping with his lies at a level that has never been seen before. He has even ensnared many of my own. This man-made pestilence has put fear in the hearts of most, but my saints, my chosen ones, are not afraid. I tell you, once again, all is not as it seems. There is much hidden below the surface concerning this. The plan of the enemy is to create his beast system, and it is in the works behind the scenes, but I have enlightened many to his plan. Those who work for the enemy have had the multitudes look away to the distraction, while the evil plots, plans, and schemes for the destruction of those made in my image are being put into place. The governments of this world, though not as unified as they soon will be under the beast, are working towards one goal, and that is the one world system even now. Their plan is being put into place right before everyone's eyes, and very few even see it because of the wicked spell that has been cast. It is like a veil of darkness that gets thicker and blacker by the day. No man can do anything to stop this plan. I am the only one who could even stop it. I warn my saints, my chosen ones, do not allow yourselves to even be tested for this man-made pestilence, which is the CV-19. And do not, by any means, take the so-called inoculation or quote-unquote cure for this so-called quote-unquote pandemic. The phrase, the quote-unquote, the cure is worse than the disease, truly is the case with this. When this is administered, it will truly be a quote-unquote Trojan horse that will contain the plagues of the fourth seal in it. Believe me when I say, these are much worse. This will be coupled with the technology that is being installed even now across the world. Trust in me, pray to me, believe the promises in my word, and I will protect you from all of this technology, pestilence, and plagues. This evil plan is being allowed to go forth, for it is written, and it is time. It is the time of trials, testing, and tribulation. Do not confuse this time of tribulation, when I allow the enemy's wrath, with the time of my wrath. The beast is rising, but you are to overcome. My saints, my chosen ones, you will overcome him by my blood and the word of your testimony, and not being afraid of death in this world, for it leads to everlasting life in the world without end. You are not appointed to my wrath, but the world is. You are not of the world. You are only in the world for testing and refining. Refinement. The greater part of this world has now been stirred into a frenzy of fear by the media and governments worldwide. Through this, they have gained control and locked down much of your world's population without much of a fight. They have made rules that have never been thought of. Social distancing of 6 feet and no groups of 10 or more people. And many people are obeying this blindly out of fear. While this is going on, the governments are putting troops, artillery, machinery, weaponry in place for what comes next. But even in this, I am at work. For as the men of this world are having their freedoms taken from them, some are crying out to me, "Is this not good? This is exactly how I work. I take what the enemy has meant for harm and use it for the good of my kingdom. My people, listen to what I say now. While you are in this time of decreased physical and social activities, spend more time seeking me and learn to hear my voice better. This is imperative for the times that are ahead. Soon this messenger that I am using to give this message and all of my other true messengers will be silenced. The false prophets shall continue to spew forth the lies of the enemy, even as they do now. You will need to listen and obey my voice yourself to navigate through the perilous journey that lies just ahead." Isaiah 30, verse 21, "Your ears shall hear my words behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, do not think that you will escape this world before your work here is done. I will safeguard those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, who are seated in heavenly places with me, during the hour of trial that comes upon the entire inhabited earth, just as they safeguarded the word by observing it, which requires my endurance, which I give to you by my Holy Spirit." See Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and Revelation 3:10, the Kenneth Voice version below. And you can do that by reading the transcript. "The beast that is rising, the little horn, also called the Antichrist, will make war with the saints, who are my holy chosen remnant bride, and will even overpower them for a time before I, the Ancient of Days, come and pass judgment in favor of the saints of the Most High God. At this time, the beast's kingdom is destroyed forever. My saints, my chosen ones, will take possession of my kingdom that lasts forever. They will be given dominion. They that will be given dominion will serve me and obey me. My saints, my chosen ones, please keep watch. Be sober and vigilant during this time that you are in. You truly have entered into the time that is like no other. The great anointing that is coming soon shall break the yoke of oppression that the enemy has had upon you. If the sun sets you free, you are free indeed. My lights shall shine brightly in the thick darkness and overcome it. You are my lights. You shall overcome. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Powerful word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And just feel his spirit once again as I read that. And brothers and sisters, we are there. I don't know how many more messages. I know at least three I will be giving if it is possible, if the internet isn't taken down and YouTube taken down and all that. I still will probably have my blog if YouTube is taken down. I also have my videos posted on bitchute.com and this one here, brighteon.com. And I have channels on both of those. See right there. That's the last video I did right there. So, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't.
Hello, I don't know. Oh, my brother.
So anyways, like I said, I'm not going to be answering comments, but if you want to write me, if you have a question and you need to be answered, I will answer it. I don't know. I'm supposed to be spending more time with the Lord, as you are, as you can see in the word that the Lord gave us. So I will get to your questions when I can. And I just want to say that I love you all, and I will be back fairly shortly with the next video. All right, God bless.